We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in today to the Refresh radio broadcast. Hope you're having a great day. I am anticipating that today is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day, and I trust that you are doing the same. 1 week away from Thanksgiving, and do want to make mention of several opportunities that are out there. First of all, over in Cocoa Beach at Sydney Fisher Park, there will be from 10 until 2 a free Thanksgiving dinner for those who are in need. And I believe there are some others as well, possibly here on in Merritt Island and in Cocoa as well. So you would just have to check on those. I don't have details on those. But also coming up tomorrow night is the Space Coast Fair Family Faith Night with KJ52 in concert. That begins, the doors open at 5. The concert begins at 8. And there's lots and lots of rides and games to participate in. The Christian concert that is taking place. Tickets have to be purchased in advance. They're $14. You can find out about them at itickets.com and lifevisual.com. That's TICKETS.com and LIFEVISUAL.com or the Facebook event page. If you are interested in taking a group of 20 or more, you can end up getting 2 free tickets to that, and so you'll want to check that out and be able to participate in that. I don't know how far in advance you have to purchase those tickets, so I would go online today and check that out. Also, this coming weekend, we're very excited. This is our Thanksgiving outreach to some lower income areas in our community. We are meant to be a blessing, not just inside the four walls of the church, but outside the four walls of the church. And funds continue to come in. For that, we are, getting closer and closer by the day to having that project funded. And I'll be sure and give you a report on that at the soonest that I can. We have a part-time office manager, bookkeeper, and so it normally takes me several days to find out about that. So, but after Thanksgiving, I will come in and give you a report on just how faithful God was in his provision and the people that we were able to bless. Last year, we saw 2 people give their heart to Jesus during that outreach, and we're praying for more to do so this year. Do want to give a quick shout out to our friends and sponsors that help make this broadcast possible. First of all, to Bill at Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. Does a really, really good job and will be a blessing to you, and loves Jesus passionately, and so we recommend him to you. Also, Jits Concrete, JITS Concrete, right here in Cocoa, Florida. If you have any concrete issues that you need taken care of, you can reach them at 536-5804, 536-5804. If you have air, heat, and cooling issues and you're in the Rockledge area, Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical, they're available at 632-9538, 632-9538. And also, Advanced Christian Training Schools, they are meeting on Tuesday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. in our fellowship hall. And we have a few folks that do attend that class, and the feedback that I get on the classes is that they have been very, very good, absolutely phenomenal. And so we encourage you to check those things out. We have been talking about for several days about the names of God, because we're going through the Lord's Prayer, Holy is your name. I'm really excited about where this is going to progress here, not in the too distant future. I thought that I had an adequate grasp of concepts and understanding what terms mean, and I began to look in the Greek and the Hebrew, and I discovered some really amazing things that I'm going to be sharing with you here in the coming broadcast. So really excited about that. I love the fact that God still has us in a learning mode. Just a week or so ago, I was in prayer, and God spoke something to me. He spoke a word to me, and it caused faith to arise in my heart, because God was revealing that his intent for something was bigger than I had understood in the past. And so today, as you're listening, I pray that God would do the same thing for you, that as the word of God goes forth, that faith will arise in your heart, and that he will give you the faith to see that he is capable, willing, and desiring to do more than what you and I may have thought of in the past. So I want to take you to the book of Daniel this morning, the book of Daniel, and I'm going to be in chapter 11. This is a time when Daniel is having revelation that is given to him. In chapter 11, this was where I was at in my devotions recently, and and actually in chapter 10 it begins, and he said, "Do you know why I have come to you?" This is an angel of the Lord. Let me drop back up to verse number 10 and verse number 18. This is Daniel chapter 10, verse number 18. "Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me, and he said, 'O man, greatly beloved, fear not, peace be to you, be strong, yes, be strong.' So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, 'Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me.'" And I know that that we had just come through the process of being strengthened, and I saw this morning, and I just said, wow, that is really, really encouraging. And in verse number 18, it said that this is an angelic encounter that that Daniel has with an angel, and he was needing to understand. The vision had been quite overwhelming to him, and actually in verse number 16 it says, "My Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength." I don't know if you've ever been there where the things that you were seeing were just overwhelming to you, but I want to encourage you today that God is not overwhelmed. God is not overwhelmed, and we're going to get to the point about knowing God and knowing his name here in just a little bit. But Daniel said, because of the overwhelming revelation, you know, he was discouraged, he didn't understand, and all of that. And he said that he had not retained any strength at that point in time. And then the God's solution to that problem is demonstrated. Because in verse number 18, it says, "Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me." And so I pray today that if there's anybody today overwhelmed, and let me just tell you, I have been there. I have been there, and I can relate to it. I don't like to go there. I certainly don't want to live in that place of being overwhelmed. I want to live in that place of strength. I want to live in that place of faith. But occasionally there are things that happen, And sometimes it just seems so overwhelming and you just don't feel like you have any strength to go on. And if you don't think that anybody understands what that is like, I want you to know that God does and I do, and God's the one that has the solution. God's the one that has the solution. And so he's, Daniel's testimony was, as for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me. He was literally left speechless because he was so exhausted. And so this angel comes and touches him and strengthens him. And today, I just want to pray for the touch of God upon your life, that today you will be strengthened with the strength of the Almighty God, that you will not be overwhelmed, so that you, listen, not just so that you can go out and do, but today I am praying that God will come and touch you, that God will strengthen you so that he can reveal things to you. Daniel was so exhausted that he couldn't even he could not even position himself in the place to receive what God wanted him to understand. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, I know we're getting ready to go into the holiday season. Some people are already in the shopping mode and then preparing for family that's coming in a week from today. And I just pray, God, that right now that you would strengthen them, that you would touch them, Lord, that they would not be overwhelmed by all the responsibilities that they have. Lord, they would not be overwhelmed by any problems. But Lord, I pray today that they would be strengthened, that they would be touched by Almighty God to receive revelation from you, God. I pray that this would be the greatest Thanksgiving that they've ever been able to have because of the new revelation, the fresh revelation that you've given, and Lord, thankfulness would arise in all of our hearts in Jesus' name. So the angel goes on and he tells Daniel, O man, greatly beloved, greatly beloved. And so today, if you feel like your problems are overwhelming, if the you're overwhelmed by bad news or the news that they're broadcasting and all of the problems that are going on in the world, if you feel like you are overwhelmed, I want to remind you today that you are greatly loved by God. If you look back in the Song of Solomon, you are going to find, let me just turn back there just a minute so that I make sure that I get this exactly right. You are going to find that there are several different designations that are made, and one is to the daughters of Jerusalem, and then there's the Shulamite, and then she says, to her beloved, to her brothers, in chapter 4, there is another portion that is written out to the beloved. And I want you to know today that you are beloved by God. You are beloved by God. You are the object of his affection. And so remind yourself today that you are loved. And then the next thing that the angel responds to him is, fear not. Don't be afraid. Instead, peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. And I'm telling you, love is an empowering force in our life. It is one of the primal needs that people have, is to be loved and to love. And so the angel comes, reminds Daniel of how loved he is, and then encourages him to not let fear rule and reign in his life, but instead to allow the shalom, the peace of God, to rule in his life, because God has decreed it, not because our circumstances are necessarily manifesting it. And then he says, be strong. Yes, be strong. So it's reaffirmed. And it says in verse number 19, so when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened. And so what happened is, as the word of God went forth to Daniel and he received the word of God, he was strengthened. And Daniel's response was, now speak. Let my Lord speak again, for you have strengthened me. And I just want to encourage you. I was preaching the other day about a two Sundays ago, I guess it was, and I was describing how the Word of God is more valuable than riches. It is more valuable than all of the gold in Fort Knox. And God longs for us to hear from him. And so he says, you have spoken and you have strengthened me. Now speak again because you have strengthened me. And so today I pray that God would strengthen you and I so that we could hear greater revelation. And all of a sudden, then the angel begins to expound upon the revelation that was taking place. Now we're back into chapter 11. And all of a sudden, the angel is describing kingdoms that are going to be rising and falling, that there's going to be different transitions of government. Mighty kings would rise. There would be kings in the south, kings in the north. Talks about all of these different global transitions that are going to be taking place. And then it says, let me take you to verse number 20, Daniel chapter 11, verse number 20. And it says, there shall arise in his place one who imposes taxes on the glorious kingdom. But within a few days he shall be destroyed, but not in anger or in a battle. And in his place shall arise a vile person to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue. With the force of a flood, they shall be swept away from before him and be broken, and also the prince of the covenant. And after the league is made with him, he shall act deceitfully, for he shall come up and become strong with a small number of people. He shall enter peaceably into the richest places of the province, and he shall do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. He shall disperse among them the plunder, spoil, and riches, and he shall devise his plans against the strongholds, but only for a time. He shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall devise plans against him. Yes, those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him. His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain. Both these kings' hearts shall be bent on evil, and they shall speak lies at the same table, but it shall not prosper, for the end will still be at the appointed time. I just want to remind you today, I'm going to interrupt the reading there for just a moment. God has times that are appointed, and those times are not going to be overwhelmed. They are not going to be undone by the wickedness or the strategies of men's hearts. Those times are going to stand. Jesus came at the fullness of time, and he is going to come again at just the right time. He establishes, one of my favorite passages in the book of Acts, is he chooses and determines the times and the places where we are going to live and be established. You were not born at the wrong time. You were born for such a time as this. Back to verse number 28. While returning to his land with great riches, his heart shall be moved against the holy covenant, so he shall do damage and return to his own land. Things are sounding very bleak at this point in time. Verse number 29, at the appointed time he shall return and go toward the south, but it shall not be like the latter or like the former or the latter, for ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the holy covenant and do damage. For he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the holy covenant, and forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Things are looking extremely bleak. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many, yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. And that's the portion of scripture that I wanted to talk about why it is so important for us to know God, because there are always going to be evil people who rise up. They are going to lash out at people of faith. And if we do not know our God, if we are ruled and reigned by circumstances, by who seems to be prospering at the moment, listen, we need not to have a myopic vision of time, but we need to have an eternal perspective of time. And we need to constantly remind ourselves of what the end result is going to be. Not what is most convenient for right now, but for what the end result is going to be. So it says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But there is a people that he will not be able to influence. And so in the New Testament, Jesus said, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many would grow cold, but not for the people who know their God. Not for the people who know their God, who know that God is holy, that know that God is all-powerful, that know that God is their provider, and God is their victory, and God is their peace, and God is there, and God is their righteousness, and God is our forgiveness, God is our deliverer, and God is our healer. He is our beginning and our end. People who know their God are not going to be corrupted by flattery or pretentious words, but it says the people who know their God shall be strong, even in the face of adversity. And so today, I want you to know that what God did through this angel for Daniel in coming and strengthening him when he was overwhelmed by the things that he was seeing, that the angel came and strengthened him, spoke to him, touched him, and positioned him for even greater clarity of revelation. I want you to know that God wants us stronger today so that we can know him better. He will not give us a revelation that is going to overwhelm us or destroy us. He will only give us that which will fortify us, edify us, build us up so that we can move on to the next stage. Normally this time of the year, my schedule is kind of crazy full. And so I don't often get as much time to go to the gym and work out as I normally would like to. But over the past several weeks, I have been carving out that time. And I want you to know that even though it may not appear it in my physique, I've been able to increase by a little bit the amount of weight that I've been able to work out with. My repetitions have stayed the same, but the amount of weight, I've been stronger, so I've been able to bear more. And that's the same thing that God wants to happen for you and I. It says the people who know their God shall be strong. So I encourage you today, do not wait for your world to fall apart before you begin the journey to know God to the best of your ability. The more that you and I know him, the better we know him, the more intimate we are with him, the stronger we're going to become, and the greater revelation we're going to be able to handle, which is going to result in us being even stronger, which is going to result in even greater revelation. But it is not just about what takes place in us internally. It has an external manifestation as well. That in the midst, Daniel 11 here says that in the midst of all of this lashing out and the corruption of people that has taken place with pretentious words, that the people know their God, shall be strong, and it says this, and shall carry out great exploits. The King James Version says, shall do great exploits. God has called you and I to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might to accomplish great things, not just when it is easy, but when it is overwhelmingly difficult, because we are not alone in that. We know God intimately, and as a result, his strength is our strength. Because there's nothing that can overwhelm him, we will do great exploits. Today, my faith is not in me. It's not in my strength. It is not in my revelation. Today, I am able to do great exploits because of the God that I know, that he is healer, that he is savior, that he is king, that he is on the throne, that he is peace, that he is blessing. And so I just want to challenge you today as we are studying this, and in the next broadcast, we're going to transition into a slightly different way that the Word of God reveals God's capabilities and who he is, that because of these revelations, there is a task that God has for you. It is a task that is bigger than you are, but it is not a task that is bigger than he is. And he has divinely selected you and I as partners with him to do great exploits. If you look at our church attendance, you would say that the outreach that we're going to be doing this Saturday is too big for our congregation, but it is not too big for God. It's not too big for God. And so we just look at it. We put it on the calendar. We made the promotions for it. And you know what? We are going out to do great exploits, not so people can pat us on the back, but so that people will know God. You know what? We are living in very difficult and challenging times, but God is still on the throne. And today, I pray that something in this broadcast has touched you, strengthened you, prepared you for even greater revelation, because God's got great exploits that he needs you and I to do. Look, as evil is increasing, God is saying, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And so I pray that God will use you. Let me pray for you today. Father, I just want to thank you for this glorious day. It's a glorious day because you are on the throne. And Lord, there may be people listening today who have gone through some very difficult seasons. And I just pray today that this word that has gone forth would do for them what this angel did for Daniel. I pray, God, that the words would bring strength. And now, Lord, I pray that they would be equipped to hear even greater things from you. Lord, that in the days to come, they would know you intimately, that they would receive their strength from you, and God, that you would use them to do things that are great for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you today. I pray that you have a marvelous Thursday. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.